by talking to a guest. You know, every time I bring this guy on, either something horrific happened or something incredible happened, but it's always something big. He is a Yahoo Sports columnist. He is a New York Times bestselling author. He is host of Yahoo's Sports College podcast. He is a Busch Light enthusiast and expert. He is Dan Wetzel. Dan, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm good, Rome. How are you?
Good, man. Good. Listen, you have covered some of the biggest stories in all of sports, some of the weirdest stories in all of sports. Did you ever think that you would be covering a story which included Yale women's soccer, USC water polo, and Aunt Becky from Full House?
Maybe Kimmy Gibbler, but not Aunt Becky.
All right.
One of the all-time great sports scandals, Rome. One of the all-time great. Rich people sneaking their kids into college by pretending they're athletes when they aren't even athletes. I mean, the scam is so brilliant. Granted, they're all going to prison. But until then, it was so brilliant that when I read this indictment, you just sat there and like, why didn't I think of this? This is genius.
It's insane.
Until it wasn't.
It's insane. Dan Wetzel's joining us. You know, when you get into it, we can get into the details in a minute, but there's so many different angles, as you point out, on so many different levels. But if you had to pick one angle or one detail that sticks out to you the most, what would it be?
I think it's just the absolute, I don't know, the stones it would have taken to pull this off. Like, they were basically going to these teams, these coaches, and saying, all right, you have a slot academically. If you say this kid is a walk-on our team, whether it's football or women's soccer or water polo or sailing or whatever. And I kind of got the idea of, like, this would probably occur if your kid is pretty close, you know, it could be a walk-on, and say, look, just take him as a walk-on and let's get into Yale. He'll give it a shot. If he's not good enough, whatever. But these, what they did was say, look, take him as a walk-on. We had a pole vaulter who never pole vaulted, a crew team that never rowed. An artist became a Yale women's soccer player. And so the sheer guts it would take to just say, not only is my kid not good enough to play college athletics, he or she doesn't play at all. It doesn't know anything about this sport. Make a USC water. You know how good you have to be at water polo to make the USC water polo team? You have to be unbelievable. 14 national championships. Just put Susie down as that. And so, and then we'll give you, I mean, one, the girl who got a women's soccer preference at Yale, her dad paid $1.2 million for this. The coach got $400,000. The middleman got 800. Like, the sheer numbers are so big, and the con is so huge. The girl never played soccer, and she got her way into Yale. It's just mesmerizing how big the scandal was and how big the figures were. I guess I could have seen it on a small scale, but never just someone saying, I'll drop $1.2 million on my artist daughter to become a Yale soccer player.
It's incredible. Dan Wetzel joining us. And on top of that, they didn't get scholarship money. They were paying all that money. It was worth all of that money just to get their kids into those schools. And then right in the middle of this whole thing, of course, is William Rick Singer. For those who do not know, who is Singer? What was his company?
He had, I forget the name of the company, but he was the guy who operated this. He had two prongs here. One, he controlled two SAT testing centers where he bribed the administrators who oversaw the SAT testing center, one in LA, one in Houston. And then he had a guy in Florida who was capable of coming in. He's a grown up, and he would serve as a fake proctor to the exam. And he was so good at the SAT that when someone would hand in their test, he would just change the answers, and he could deliver any score you needed. Because if you take the SAT the first time, let's say, you know, you get 1,000, and you can't just all of a sudden jump up too high because it'll get a red flag. So if you needed a 1,300, he could get you a 13. 1,480, 50. I got to see the documentary on this guy. Like, what a skill, right? So he could do that and fix your SAT to whatever score you needed to get into whatever school. And then he had somehow gotten in with these various coaches and was bribing them. So he was the middleman. So you paid him and his charity huge money. Again, one guy paid $6.5 million to him for one kid. But a lot of them were $15,000 to $75,000 for an SAT, $400 or $500 million for the college scholar, for the college athletic slot. And then he would broker the whole thing. Just an absolutely bizarre business. Hundreds of kids utilize this thing, at least.
Dan Wetzel joining us. You know, obviously these kids, if they didn't play the sport, then they would know that it's a big scam and a big lie. But in terms of the testing, Dan, is it true that some of these kids would sit down for the test and not even know that their parents had set it up and that they had paid this guy out, and they'd get the score back and be like, hey, wow, I did pretty well this time. Like, they didn't even know?
Yeah, one kid actually said, I want to take it again because I think I can do even better. And he had gotten like a 1,500, and they're like,
man,
don't take it again. You'll get the 1,000 again, right?
Right.
You'll blow it. Yeah, that part's kind of depressing because here are these kids who think, well, I studied hard and I got a 1,500. Anybody can do it, you know? And they're like entitled. And it's like, you didn't do anything. You cheated. Your parents cheated. So that part's kind of depressing because I don't think everyone who benefits from this quite understands exactly how the wheels are just, everything's just greased for you when you're rich and famous like this. So, but yeah, the kids often didn't know. Sometimes they didn't even know about the athletic thing. One kid actually was at a guidance counselor at his college, and he said, oh, so you're on the track team. And he's like, no, I'm not on the track team.
Wow.
And the counselor's like, I don't get it. Another one, some of the high school counselors said that. There's like a water polo one, and they're like, we don't have a water polo team. So questions would arise, and the kids would sometimes figure it out.
We're talking to Dan Wetzel. All right, so what about the case? We've got some pretty big-time actresses involved in the middle of this. Felicity Huffman, what was the case with her? What did Singer allegedly do to help her child?
He got her the SAT score. He got her 14. She'd gotten 1,000 on the pre-SAT, and they were worried that wasn't going to get her into a very good school. So they wanted her in a better school, so she took the test, and he got her 1420, I think it was, on the 1420 or 1340, something good, on the SAT to get into her school. Now, she's still in high school, so we don't know what school she was going to. But she paid $15,000 for that, desperate housewife.
Let me ask you this. How in the world could the women's soccer coach, for instance, at Yale, be getting six-figure bribes? The women's soccer coach at Yale, and nobody notices. How's that possible?
There was a senior administrator at USC who got $1.3 million in various payouts. I don't know. Nobody clearly was watching. There was great deference easily given to these coaches who said, yeah, put this name down as one of my academic slots. And I think there's less scrutiny because these kids weren't ever going to be on scholarship. So it's sort of like, hey, if it's a walk-on, it's a walk-on. As a college, you're sitting there saying, hey, we're getting a paying customer. I think at some of these schools, it was so rare. I don't believe it was a lot of Yale soccer players. It was really maybe just, I think that was a one-off. USC had repeat business, and that was the one they probably should have caught.
So how does the USC athletic department look to you right about now?
I mean, they should be humiliated. You know, look, you know the USC and their compliance department and the NCAA, they will chase down any lead if one football player is getting a free can of Coke somewhere. and it's a scandal, and you got to fill out forms. And here a fake water polo crew team. I mean, you got Lori Loughlin's daughter is on the crew team. Like, really? You wouldn't think that might make the newspaper or something? Like, you know, Lori Loughlin's daughter, in effort to trick the thing, they created a profile of her in action on the crew team. They just had her on a rowing machine at a gym.
Right.
That was it. Like, you know, they had people with fake photos. You know, some of these things, there was a kid they were trying to get on the USC football team who weighed 145 pounds. They were going to make him a kicker or a long snapper or something. You know, just absurd stuff that if anyone did even just limited Google search. I mean, every one of these kids now have these huge online footprints. You can go on their Instagram page. If you don't see any pictures of them playing soccer, they're probably not a soccer player. Just a red flag. So They would make up regattas that the kids were in. They made up teams. They'd claim they're on national teams, like in Italy or China or something. I mean, it was totally absurd stuff. They claim, like, one kid was a basketball player. Like, it won, like, the Hong Kong Cup. Like, there is no Hong Kong Cup. But nobody was checking, and they just got away with it. And there was a ton of money getting thrown around. Lori Loughlin spent $500,000 to get her two kids into USC. $500,000. You know, like I said, someone paid 6.5, 1.2 to go to Yale. These are incredible amounts of money getting thrown around.
Hey, I'm sorry. I mean, I shouldn't be laughing, but it's hilarious. It's so funny. Literally, you could say whatever you want. Like, oh, yeah, my kid was ranked number one in the nation in tennis when the kids never picked up a tennis racket, and apparently they're not looking. And I want to make this clear, Dan, to your point, you've got these schools, and they've got compliance departments, and all these departments are there to make sure that even the smallest NCAA rule is not violated. I mean, if a bagel ends up with any cream cheese or whatever the rule is, there's a problem, yet these coaches are flat out getting crazy bribes and nobody says anything. So let me ask you this. If you bottom line it, nobody looks good in this, but if you had to pick, who looks the worst? Is it the school? Is it the coaches? Is it the parents? Or is it Singer?
Wow. The parents look terrible because, you know, you got to just let your kid fail and find most of these kids are not. It wasn't like it's either I get into Yale or I go to jail, right? Like, okay, they'll get into Yale, they go to somewhere else. There's a lot of schools out there. So the parents are terrible. I think this is more about where the parents wanted to tell their friends their kids got in than what was best for their kids. In terms of sports, I think the USC compliance department and USC as a whole looks absolutely horrible. I mean, look, USC... And I know a lot of great alums from USC, and they hate the term University of Spoiled Children, right? Like, they hate, you live in LA, they hate that.
Yes.
Well, man, it's a tough one to overcome today. You got to wear that one today. The idea that this athletic department is just so loosely run, nobody's paying attention. The senior women's administrator is the number two person in the entire athletic department, and she's selling out walk-on spots for $1.3 million. That's the definition of lack of institutional control. That's a lot worse than some basketball player getting something or some football player getting a free rent-a-car somewhere. Like, this is literally year-by-year institutional cheating and bribery with your boss. And so I just got to think USC. I get why, like, nobody's checking the Stanford sailing team roster. I kind of get that. It was one guy. Like, I didn't even – why do these schools even have sailing teams? I don't even know. But USC to me is
– So they can charge rich folks lots of money to hide kids on them. That's why.
Yeah.
I mean, as somebody who's followed so many scandals, one NCAA scandal after another, I guess what you're saying is you look at football players who get paid, basketball players who allegedly get paid. It's got to be some kind of poetic justice, right, that parents are paying for their kids to be water polo players or rowers or sailors. It's hilarious.
There's a kid who is supposedly a pole vaulter. Like, go make him pole. You know how hard it is to pole vault? I want to see him try that. They should have, every kid who got in.
Totally.
Every kid who got in should have to play the sport. That's what I think. Like, put the little shrimpy kid that was the water polo, put him in the pool, and let the UCLA water polo team practically drown him. Like, if you got in from the sport, all right, you're playing now. Let's see what you got, pole vaulter. You can fake it in soccer. Like, you can't really. Like, they're going to know immediately. But, you know, you can run around, maybe try to kick a ball. You can't pole vault. Unless you know what you're doing.
I'm with you. That's the one.
Put them in the field. Make them play.
Hey, listen, before somebody says it too, we're not laughing at those people who did all the work, who earned the opportunity, and were doing things the right way. I mean, we're overlooking that at this point. I'm just not making fun of the whole thing. Listen, before
it's
you go.
Terrible for those guys.
Yeah, it's the worst,
absolutely,
right?
Terrible. Yeah, listen, this is how America works, unfortunately, because some kid somewhere got perfect scores, and couldn't get into Yale and played years of women's soccer. Is a good player, and now we don't have a spot for you, but this rich guy does. And that's the worst part. This is the one crime. I'll say this yesterday. In today's environment, it's hard to get all of the country to agree on anything. Like, this was about it. 99% of America's like, yeah, fry these guys. So at least we got that.
We do have that. Listen, if that story were not big enough, before you go, last night came word that the Browns had acquired Odell Beckham Jr. What did you make of that trade before you go?
You know, I just think it's great for Cleveland. I mean, I think we're talking 15 months ago, they had a parade to quote-unquote celebrate their 0-16 season where they marched around in a giant circle, a giant zero in downtown Cleveland. And 15 months later, Super Bowl contenders. What an awesome thing for a city of Cleveland, which too often has got nothing going on in sport. I know they had LeBron, but they lose every game, and then LeBron leaves. And now Cleveland's back. I'm just really happy for Cleveland. It's a great, great deal for them. I don't know what the Giants are doing. Giants don't know what they're doing. Whatever. Cleveland's a fun team to watch this year.
I love it. I agree with you. Yahoo Sports columnist, New York Times bestselling author, host of Yahoo Sports College Podcast, and as I mentioned, a Busch Light enthusiast and expert. And whenever we have him on, it's something horrific, something incredible, but it's always big. Dan, great to have you back, man. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Rome. Take care.
You too. Dan Wetzel, one of my favorites. I mean, he's really, really good at what he does, but I can't stress that enough. If I'm having him on this show, and I look for any opportunity to do so, but if I am, it's something horrific or something incredible, but always something big. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, some of those stories are just amazing. A pole vaulter who's never pole vaulted. Well, I mean, never mind that a lot of these kids had never played any of those sports. That they're just making up resume items like, oh, yeah, he won the Hong Kong Cup. Although there's no such thing as a Hong Kong Cup. And nobody's looking it up. You can just say things like that. As he points out, not a good day for USC. They don't look good at all. And I love these parents setting it up with a proctor. And the kid would take the test and not even know that the kid had cheated on the test. Would go to the mailbox. The score would come back like, damn, I got a 1450. You know what? I'm feeling it. I'm feeling me. Let's take it again. No. You don't want to take it again. You don't want to take it again because you might get an 800 again. Damn. I just jumped up 700 points. I knew I felt pretty good that day, but not that good. Man, I woke up feeling dangerous. 700 points better. Wild story. And again, I want to know how the women's soccer coach at Yale could get six-figure bribes and nobody knows. Or in fact, again, these compliance departments. I mean, some of these rules in the NCAA are so stupid. And so small. And yet you've got coaches flat out getting gigantic bribes, and nobody knows that. Nobody sees that. How does that work?